Today's learning from initial time. Luchim Shai Moshe and the Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. So we're not Ramesh. We're schus for Shlaim Chaim Moshe and Malcolm and Baruch Masar Malcolm at Chitzvah and Fegoldina and a schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started last week our first Sif and Simon in Hilchas Shabbos. We read the Mechaber over here Reish Mem Bei Sif Aleph and he told us that you need to be Mechaber des Shabbos and you should spend money on Shabbos and even if it's tight for you, right? And then he mentioned this, that the Gemara says that make your Shabbos like a weekday in order not to have to come out to people is only talking about people that are extremely, extremely poor. So there seems to be different madregas over here. What is it? Now, so we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. It's a little bit of a long Mishnah Berurah, but he explains this. One thing we do have to keep in mind is we've always heard this concept that and we'll get more into it over here in this siman, is that when you that the money you spend on Shabbos doesn't come out of the your allotted amount of money that you're gonna have, right? In Rosh Hashanah it says the ketuvah lehem is a nice shaladam, right? Mir Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, and the money you spend on Shabbos for Yontav doesn't come out of it. Now come out of that money. Now it seems over here that we're gonna see different madregas. What you do have to spend, you don't have to spend. If I'm not spending my money, who cares? So it's a very hard thing to understand fully, but basically what the Svarim write is that everything has to do with your bitachon and Hashem, right? So if you're going to the store and you're going to buy yourself a rib steak for Shabbos, that's a ribeye roast, that's very expensive. If you're nervous about it that, oh yeah, I'm not going to have enough money, so then maybe you're going overboard. If you're confident, the stuff that I'm buying, so yes, you're supposed to spend a little extra Shabbos, but to the point that you're comfortable, I'm not worried about it, Hashem's going to take care of it. Don't go, when you go crazy, then that's not what it means by you should just spend away. So there's certainly balance, and that's really different for each person. A person has to feel himself what madrega he's on. So let's see Mishnah Berurah. We said that even if you have to come on to other people, Chas v'Shalom, you have to go ahead and be mechaber des Shabbos with night stuff. Hine ikem mitzvos einik Shabbos nisparos shaydei neviim kemoi shenamer karosel Shabbos einik. The pasuk says you should have a call to the Shabbos einik. Yesh paiskim that those are holders v'ilu di karihim min atayra. But it's actually min atayra this einik Shabbos. Shas Shabbos hu bechalal mikroi kodesh shenamer v'yoyim ashvi Shabbos shabosim mikro kodesh. And umikra kodesh pesha chasal b'sifra the handle lekat. What does it mean? Mikra kodesh lekat joy lechavde b'ksis nakia with a nice clean clothes. Ula angoy ba'oyning achilu v'shtiyah to have delicious foods. V'fligu chasal ma'oyd b'mitzvah zay v'amru. And some of this we spoke about in the introduction. They talk about this at length in the Gemaras. The Cholam Anagis Hashabbos Noisle Nachla B'li Mitzarim. You get Nachla without any borders. V'nitzal M'shibet Malchis. You get saved from Shibet Malchis. V'zaycha Avuzel Ashiris. You want to have a schooler for wealth, Panasa, be Mechabit and be Ma'anagis Hashabbos. V'ayin Shamoit Kama Mamar B'nin Zeh. V'hine. Beged is mitzvah Zoy. Here's where it gets important. Shloisha Mamar Chazal B'zeh. There's three separate Mamar Chazal that seem to contradict each other, so we're going to have to understand how do we make them work together. You should have the most chashiva stuff, which at that dear times was fish, large fish, heads of garlic, and some sort of beets. Now, this obviously changes. Whatever's the chashiva food, so we should have the most chashiva food for Shabbos. With each locale based on what is amazing over there, whatever is considered an oinik. Most people, not everybody, but most people, what do they find the most enjoyable is basa and yayin. That's what you should eat on Shabbos. But everything has to do with what is the custom in that place, what is considered the most chashuva, most enjoyable things. And obviously this changes place to place, it changes person to person. Some people love fish, some people hate fish. Even if you hate fish, you should learn how to eat a little bit of fish. We'll get into that a little bit later. But al tz'oinik Shabbos, that's not the mitzvah, al tz'oinik Shabbos, you need to have the most enjoyable things. Now, then we find another, that's one member. Go all out, right, VIP. Next member in the Gemara. If you make a little something extra, normally you have a piece of bread and water for your meal, for your supper, And Shabbos, you make a piece of dried chicken extra. Kiyum mitzvah Shabbos. I feel like kasa d'arsana. This the they used to was this dish they used to make the tainu dogim katanim to dogim b'shamnim. They would fry these small little sardines in their own oil. That was if you normally don't have that, you add it on for Shabbos. It's considered einik Shabbos. Complete opposite what we just said, right? We just said ribeye roast. Now we're at sardines. Next memra. Hadam Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva goes even further. I say Shabbat Chachoy. Don't have anything extra in Shabbos in order not to have to come on to have to collect tzedakah from other people. Okay, so he says as follows. So how do we explain who does each one of these mamarim apply to? The hang leman the efshalah, if you can afford it. Sorry, if you felt it, then you got to go all out. Umisha someone who's extremely chas v'shalom impoverished. All he has to his name is the food for two meals. So then you have two meals, which means you can survive another day without having to come on to other people. So then leave it that way. Don't add on anything. You don't even have Suda Shlishi. So that's the opposite end of the spectrum. A person who has enough money that he can have three suddas and a little something extra. So he should buy three suddas with a little add-on because of Einik Shabbos. Now, so that's very simple. So if you're very barafchus, you have a lot of money, then you got to go, your Shabbos meal has to be five star. If chas v'shalom someone's very poor, and if I go ahead five star, I have to beg for it, then don't add on anything. If a person has enough for the three meals, then, and you have a little extra money, you have a chiyuv to buy something extra for Shabbos. Again, hopefully nobody's in stage two or three with chas v'shalom, they're so impoverished. But again, a person has to be mishayer on himself. Can he afford, even though it's not coming out of your amount that was destined for you, what can you afford that you shouldn't put yourself, be considered just a pesheya, that you're throwing out your money, and a guy has enough money, he can buy some extras for Shabbos, but instead he goes ahead and he buys a $1,000 ribeye roast that he totally not even in the realm of being able to afford. That's already ridiculous. Now he says, very interesting. What happens to a guy who has nothing? So he's completely relying on tzedakah anyway. Rabbi Kiva said, make your Shabbos chayil, so you shouldn't have to come out tzedakah. But this guy's already reliant on tzedakah. He doesn't even have challah for Shabbos, right? That the people giving out the money for the tzedakah, the keren that feeds the aniyim, has to give is mechuyiv. How much do we have to give these people? You mechuyiv to give them already at least like the middle guy, three meals plus a little bit extra. But what happens if the chas v'shalom, the guy who used to be very wealthy, never lost all his money, and he's coming to tzedakah? Guess what? You got to give him the way he used to eat before. So he used to have ribeye roast. You got to give him ribeye roast. You can buy shemesh by every day. Assimilation of the Gemara. We'll see there. We don't. When it comes, when I'm talking about me giving the gabe tzedakah, giving the money to the other people, doesn't say to the guy, sorry, don't take less tzedakah and make your Shabbat chachol. This guy's the only reason that Shabbat chachol is that you shouldn't have to take tzedakah. The guy's taking tzedakah already. You got to give him a regular Shabbos. Already, guy who's at this point, nicely hakel canal. You have to give him everything. The places that they only feed taniyim two meals. They're not doing right. When it's a longer Shabbos, the people are going to be hungry. So now the Mishabura goes back to explain our seat. If a guy has a little bit extra, a guy had just enough money to buy three meals, says the Mechabi, you got a few dollars extra? Buy something extra to cover Shabbos. Came in the Eshelite, the Yeshbiyot, did not just get these small little fish. He finishes off. The attempts of Yamim. If you're worried you're not going to have enough money to buy extras for Shabbos, eat a little less the rest of the week or buy cheaper stuff the rest of the week. May I say, from your expenditures. Shabbos, you have enough money for Shabbos. But I am a Taz with Taisha Shabbos, Shachrin, Shakasu. The Af Misha Shah, the Chukaloi Beyoisa, somebody who's very, very tight, to Potta Medina Mesuda Shlisha, the Kisa the Harsana. He's Be'etzim in Halach, as we just explained, he's Potta from having to have the Suda Shlishi. Mikol Makam Nochem Oitche Yira Lishtad Elias Kaponim and Hakata Psoes. You should work very hard that at least be like the middle level people. You have your regular meals, three regular meals, what would be considered your regular meals during the week, plus at least some sort of add-ons to each of those meals because of Einik Shabbos. Okay. Says the Mechaber first. L'chavides HaShabbos. Says the Mishabur, I'm sorry. L'chavides HaShabbos. You have to be Mezaris yourself, said the Mechaber, said to be Mechaber Shabbos. V'toiv l'zoi shalai yifches m'shei tafshilin, that each meal should have at least two cooked items. Gam toiv sheyoichu v'chol sudim shalosh dogim. You should have in each of the two meals, each of the three meals, you should have fish. If you hate fish, then it's not going to be oinik shabbos if I care. The halacha writes that why do we eat fish on Shabbos? Is a lot of the things that we'll see that we do on Shabbos is a dogma to loss of love. I'll give you a simple one, right? So everybody says, why do we have two challahs? It's dogma to the man. Why do we have matzah? It's dogma to the man. Why man didn't fall on Shabbos, right? The man only fell on Friday. So why are we making all these zeicha to man? Really, at least according to some of the pshatim, many of these zeichas we make is for the suda loss of love. Loss of love, it says that the tzaddikim are going to have man 7 days a week. The asid lava, the tzaddikim in the suda levayasin are going to eat fish. So that's one of the reasons. So all of our sudas are supposed to be right. And we'll talk about it more. We spoke about it a little bit in the past. Shabbos is me'en olam haba, one higher madrega. We're trying to make our Shabbos feel and appear as close as we can, even though we're weighed down by our guf, as close as we can to what it's going to look like when Mashiach comes. One of the things they're going to have is fish, and therefore you should eat fish. Okay. The Shabbos lining nitav leilatzar. But if a person hates fish, then and you're gonna gag on it when you eat it, then of course it shouldn't eat it, because then you're paining yourself, and that's inappropriate on Shabbos. Now, here's a very interesting halacha. Talks about inflation. What happens if the people are selling fish go ahead and they raise the prices tremendously because they know people are buying fish for Shabbos? Comes before Yontav, they're going to up the prices. They're going to raise the price, an additional $10 a pound. Right? If the rabbis in that city see that they're price gouging on the fish, right? What do? Go out, say no more fish on Shabbos. Eze Shabbos for a couple of weeks. Actually, comes back to reasonable prices. It's only if they raise the price by at least a third. If they have that, you see that the people are price gouging for no reason, not because their costs went up. They just say, hey, we can make more money. What's going to happen? So if you're going to wait till it's a third, says the Prima Gadim, says the Yerab and the Prima Gadim, I'm going to wait to raise a third. That's fine. For the guy who has money, okay, so it cost him a little extra. Once it's a third, then you can make the takana. But in the meantime, the Ani is not going to be able to afford the fish at all, because even that little price increase, which was inappropriate, is so he says, come out there and make a takana. This worked in the cities. He had one guy who was the leader of the city, and he was able to make any takana. You make a takana, you will not be over the takana of the chacham of eating fish on Shabbos. Nobody eats fish for the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Prices come down, you go back. The aim is ever shemitul mitzvah einik. The yesh lanik shabbos. He says, what about einik Shabbos? You'll find other stuff. If tiknu lasa lecha dogin kamer shabbos echa kana mikoy the mutter, he says, agav, that if you already bought the fish before the takana came out, then you are allowed to eat that fish. Hey, let's just finish up this last Mishnah Brura too, so we can two Mishnah Brurahs, and this way tomorrow we continue where we're up to in the Mechaber. So we said that somebody who's the lamisha shad hukaloi b'yoytz is somebody who's very tight. You don't have even what to borrow against. Nobody's willing to give you money. You don't have to borrow money to have einik Shabbos. You borrow for me for my Shabbos, and I will pay back the loan. You don't have to worry about it. Kedei l'chavetz haShabbos, the mezaynus shel Shabbos v'yantiv and meisiv meisif alay. The more you buy for Shabbos and yantiv, you add on, Hashem adds to you. K'may shamer Chazal, kol mezaynus shel adam ketuvah leim rosh hashanah v'rosh hashanah. The amount of that your spending power that you can have for the entire year is set from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh lezayr shelo yosef ben pen loy katzu loy kol kach. And don't go ahead and don't in the first day after Yom Kippur, you go out and you spend money like a drunken sailor. One second, you might be spending up. But Hashem gives you your money for the whole year. You overspend the beginning of the year, chas v'shalom, the last of the year, you're going to be tight. Chutz, my tzoy, Shabbos, v'yantav, my tzoy, z'banav, v'tam, v'tayrish, my sifu, law. When it comes to your money that you pay for schar limud, the money that you spend for Shabbos and yantav does not come out of that cheshbon. Loivin beribis letzarech Shabbos. You even should borrow with ribis. Again, we're talking either from a guy or in an oifin that it's muta. I sue this mitzvah. And may the only I'm yisrael v'derecheta. Okay. Im shochalay. Now, here's an important halacha. Im shochalay v'machash yechanim Shabbos. Somebody goes ahead and sends you. He knows you like a certain item, right? So let's say somebody sends his son to the pickle store on the east side, and he knows that you like pickles. He tells his son, pick up for Shabbos pickles for this guy, right? Lo yechlani b'chayil. The guy sent it to you for Shabbos. Again, if he sent it to you, Stam, you can do whatever you want with it. The guy says, I got you a treat for Shabbos. You have to eat it on Shabbos. Can't cause b'sevich chasidim, because it was set for Shabbos. It would be a disrespect for Shabbos if you eat it not on Shabbos. And I only come to some tough reish tzadik now, it's if base. Das shechnom shem da'on yoch l'shanis b'mikbas purim l'mash yirtza after gavil l'tzarech purim. Purim, when it comes to Purim, you can switch it around. Achen gam sham yesh ravir zayim b'tur sham. They were talking about if you give money for a guy for his Purim Suda, can he decide to save it for after Purim or use it for something else? It's a shayla over there if you could or you can't. It says, Lamaisa, if somebody's giving you something for Shabbos, you should keep it for Shabbos. Of course, if it's going to get spoiled because he sent it to you, but you had so much food already, and by not eating it during the week, it's going to get spoiled, then you are allowed to, rather than let it get spoiled, you are allowed to eat it during the week, because otherwise it's just going to end up in the garbage. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we'll continue tomorrow.